out of your mouth. Today's plan is to not run over the dog that was in front of my house. His owner playing catch or something. Fetch, I guess. Guess we can't really call it catch. Dogs usually not catching stuff. A long while. It'll take more than a killer behind to change my mind. I'm not blind. I know the time. See, I'm not the kind of ride around while you laugh. Ha ha ha, girl, I get half. So as I see it, you don't need a wedding then, because I'm out to your mouth, not in your hand. Out to your mouth. Pro cats. I mean, professional cats are very dangerous. I prefer an unprofessional cat. Just a regular ass cat. There was a cat on my lawn this morning, but it took off. I don't know. You got some hot cats outside. No hot cats. Large gentleman in front of me, it's like kind of stuffed into a small BMW convertible. It just looks uncomfortable. License plate frame that just says Sublime. I hope that means this person is just a Sublime fan in this, like, green BMW. Thank you.
really good mixtape. It just doesn't make sense necessarily out of context, one track at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few minutes, you will experience one of the most unique pageants presented anywhere in the world. Beginning in just a few minutes. Thank you. You suggest...
Drive with caution. Oh, this exit is open now. Okay. What a weird exit. They really fucked up the south end of this town. Or how they built these exits. Like, you kind of have to go out of your way and around the freeway and stuff to, like, get off. Like, it used to be a viable way to get to the south end of town to take the freeway and take that exit. But now it's, like, it was already sort of a toss-up. And now all the extra road they added to that exit and overpass, like, just doesn't make sense. Unless they're going to build a bunch of shit out there. I mean, whatever. I guess someday they'll build a bunch of shit out there because they build a bunch of shit everywhere. Terrible song. This is Gin and Juice 2. It's like a terrible idea to begin with, but then also, like, it's all this No Limit production and. Nigga, what y'all wanna do? I got a coupe, but I choose to roll solo, especially on Sundays. Dipping in my mama, convertible top, spot for the Glock. I ain't fucking with the hen dog, so I toss out the soda spot. Fuck my shit on 3 weeks. I assume that's where it got produced. I mean, it's the No Limit era of Snoop is real terrible, real terrible.
jaw jack. Gators on your feet, six piece outfit. Hat to the side, four bitches on your arm. I keep my glass in my hand in case I want to get my drink on. Feeling way deep, should I put my white mink on?
It's a good policy. Keep a glass in case you want to have a drink. Like, just keep a glass with you at all times. You just never know. There's a liquid here that I have no way to drink it, though. I fucked up. Paris Hilton remixes. Appropriately rated. Yeah. Maybe that depends on your what you're actually saying about smoothies. I like a smoothie from time to time. Like a banana strawberry. Last smoothie I had though was fucking weird. It was like a, you know, I ordered, it was a strawberry banana smoothie, but it had this like almost chocolatey. Like, you know, this, you know, they also, the place I got it from, they also make, like, iced coffee and mochas and stuff like that. And I just wonder if, like, they fucked up and put some of that in there. Something like, it had a chocolate kind of note to it. Oaky mouthfeel. Yeah, it was like a strawberry banana smoothie that, like, had this kind of, like, chocolatey, kind of dirty flavor to it. It's just, it's pretty gross. I know that's not, you know, that wasn't consistent because I'd had another, that exact smoothie from the exact same place, like, you know, a handful of days before that, and it was fine. Ah, the latest from Lil Boozy. Hey, Lil Boozy. Turn that off. Set of presets. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Nope. No, no, no. Fuck midnight oil. Terrible. Thank you. Wow, this artist is named Philip Phillips. And this same song is on channel 15 and 16. Really? Philip Phillips? Like filthy Phil Phillips? One of the minds behind the hot movie City Dragon? Starring MC Kung Fu? No? Not that Phil Phillips? Not Filthy Phil? Okay, well, we'll move on then. Ah, yes, the Elvis station. Fuck that shit. April 8th, 2014, Bruce Springsteen talking. This track's called Bruce Talk 01. What's Bruce have to say? It's not really talking so much. Not a lot of talk happening. I mean, for something called Bruce Talk. All right. Great talk, Bruce. See, here's Pearl Jam from last year in Phoenix. They're just playing music. There's no Eddie Talk 04. Here on the Grateful Dead station, something from 77 in New Haven. Fuck. Margaritaville. I always forget that there's a station called Margaritaville. I wouldn't call myself a big fan of crocus, but I sure like saying the word crocus. Yeah, I got the new crocus tape.
All right. Crocus.
Make your grill skills rock.
Oh, God.
Essential July 4th grilling tips from TV chef Guy Fieri. Do not touch the tongs. I'm taking over Hair Nation with Guy Fieri's grill and tips and top 10 Hair Nation licks. Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, Pacific.
Oh, Guy Fieri is taking over the fucking hairband station. What a great fucking bit of synergy that is. I'll hear what he has to say about cooking or fucking shitty music or both. Fuck. I bet everything he likes is terrible. I bet every band he goes like, oh yeah, this is my favorite band. It's just fucking just garbage. Just the worst fucking burning trash in the world. Ugh. Ah, yes, true. I like how everyone on that fucking spot was really enunciating that Fieri! Guy Fieri! Get the latest food and hair metal tips from Guy Fieri! Christ. Says exclusive after it. I wonder if the country station exclusively has access to this Colt Ford album. That can't be his real name. You cannot tell me that there's someone named Colt Ford, and that's just a natural. I mean, if you had that name, if you were given that name, of course you would become a country singer, or like a fucking army general. Or like an action movie fucking superhero mega American. Colt Ford. Or like a porn star, I guess. Now that I say it out loud. What was he rapping all fast? Keeping our demons down in our trucks up and running. Keeping them demons down in the trucks up and running full. Yeah, like, yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Colt Ford is hip hop. It's like the dark secret sometimes. You can hear a little hip hop and some country music and vice versa. It's like you hear a little cadence and you're like, it's almost like he's rapping. Well, here we are on the Outlaw Country Station. This shit just makes me want to go commit a crime. Straight gangsta country. All right. of that bee grass. Here on the Christian station, there's someone named Big Daddy Weave. So like Big Daddy Kane with like hair extensions? To be fair, maybe that got cut off. This cuts off at 16 characters, so maybe it's like Big Daddy Weaver or something. There are like a lot of Christian music stations. Why there would be three. I mean, they all seem like they kind of cover the same ground. I mean, whatever, you know, two might make sense, I don't know. Like, there are two rap stations that have kind of the same mandate. It's just one of them has kind of Eminem branding on it, and the other one doesn't, so... sounds like a spa. Oh, so much fog.
The things I see about me, the big...
Heaven is a priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh.
Sweeney Todd, you a fool for this one! Bop, that's all I can stand.
Attention, campers! Now time for roll call!
Hi, everybody. It's Destin. I'm 8 years old and I'm in Frenchtown, Montana. I'm going to go to a swimming park in a week. I'm going to swim and it's going to be really fun. There's a lot of things that you float down a river and buckets of water get dumped on your head. I wear my goggles and I'm really good at holding my breath. And I can go under the water. You float on inner tubes.
You float on inner tubes, kid. Fuck you.
Have a great 4th of July, everyone.
Oh no. Oh no. Who deemed this to be appropriate for kids to hear?
Yo, it's the Green Machine, gonna rock the town without being seen. As well as the total down, slamming it down to the new sound. Yeah, everybody just move, vanilla is filled with a new jack move.
Fuck.
Drop that bass, get the picture wrapped. Just feel it. If you know what I mean, give it up.
tell if any of this is happening anymore. It's been a surreal few days. Like, God, I don't know. Show you the secret of the ooze. Hours.
Metro Flash Park. Oh, the next time's gonna be where I go. Have a great summer, everyone.
Just fucking one movie hit after another on the kids' station. This is pretty much the modern ninja rap. Vanilla Ice's Snowman rap. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. That's probably a pretty good dubstep remix of this, isn't there? You know? Cold never bothered me anyway.
funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me.
I mean, it's even got, you know, a build drop kind of structure to it to begin with, so. Alright, that's, yep, that's all I can take of that.
Some hurricane warnings and tropical storm warnings that have been issued for some parts of the Carolinas southward towards Florida. So we'll keep an eye on this for you. There is going to be some rough weather this afternoon, mind you, for parts of the mid-Atlantic states. A brand new severe thunderstorm watch just went up for much of central Virginia, extending across much of Maryland, including D.C. And we have a separate severe thunderstorm watch that covers areas from parts of eastern Pennsylvania and into New York State, as well as Vermont. And if you're watching me right now on RFD TV, you're not seeing things. We see some counties in red across central PA.
You're not seeing things. A skeleton is, in fact, attempting to cut my head off.
Serious weather going on ahead of a cold front that will ultimately try to deflect Arthur a little bit farther out to sea as we head through the next few days. And I'll explain more than that coming up. We're also focused across southeast Canada. We've been seeing some scattered showers now starting to pop up west of Toronto, Ontario, between Toronto and Lake Huron. And we're also witnessing some spotty showers across parts of southern Quebec. There are some rain showers still in a few spots of lower Michigan on the east side, and we're also looking at some scattered rain showers across southern Wisconsin. But for the most part, things are pretty quiet and dry across much of the Plain States. The cold front, by the way, that is starting to kick up some severe weather in the northeastern U.S., the back edge of that front is still keeping some rain showers right over the Red River Valley between Oklahoma and Texas, and we're seeing some of those showers also extending into the Texas Panhandle. Showers falling apart across southeast Kansas, eastern New Mexico, and southeastern Colorado. And it's nice to see some rain in this part of the country. But unfortunately, we have red flag warnings, meaning extremely dry ground conditions as well as air conditions are very dry. Humidity values could drop beneath 15% or so, and also hot temperatures and some strong winds. So high fire danger conditions for much of southwest Utah, much of Oregon and northern California, with excessive heat warnings for parts of southern Nevada, northwest Arizona, and southern California. Let's talk about Arthur right now as we refocus our attention into the state of Florida. Maximum
What's
sustained
going on
winds right now at 60 miles per hour.
Can't listen to anyone.
Colon cancer. Is there any recommended screening test for ovarian cancer, such as a pelvic ultrasound?
You look very beautiful, my dear. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
These hydroponic fruits are delicious, aren't they?
Do you want to see my other hydroponic lab?
I've arranged for a few friends. The director of endocrine control, the chief of the security guards, one or two assistants, the high council members.
Walter, did...
Yes?
Was he returned to the cages?
Now, why must you spoil this lovely dinner by bringing that up?
Was he, Walter?
Well...
Was he?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was a little difficulty.
Difficulty?
Yes, you see... He escaped.
Escaped?
He struck a guard and ran off into the tunnels.
The tunnels? But that's there.
He's free to return anytime he chooses.
When did it happen?
Just a few hours ago, as a matter of fact.
Walter.
Now, don't become upset again, darling.
You planned it, didn't you, Walter?
Stability, darling. Stability.
Stability. Stability. Is all I want to hear from you for the rest of my life.
Darling.
Here's what I think of stability.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not to be married. I'd be compelled to turn you over to the endocrine surgeons for doing that.
Well, you can go right ahead, because we aren't going to be married.
Oh, shit!
Checkpoint.
This is the Director of Emotional Security.
Yes, sir.
If Professor Burton tries to pass the checkpoint, I want to take it into custody.
Well, Professor Burton just...
Yep.
When she said...
I don't care what she said.
Yes, sir, at once, sir. Robot control. Checkpoint to robot control. Order out all televocal robots into the tunnel.
All these robots into the tunnels.
Bring back any humans. This is a first priority order.
Get all the robots. Yeah, yous gets all the robots. You put them into the tunnels. Arn Anderson, double A.
Arn, it's Lewis.
This way. Behind us. Over here.
Oh, darling, darling. Oh,
Lois, Lois, why did you come here? It's suicide.
I had to. Darling, are you all right?
So far.
You've got to turn back. Give yourself up.
They'll kill me.
You can't stay here. The radiation is +4 at this point. It gets worse as you approach the surface.
Go back, darling.
What will you do?
I'm going ahead.
But you can.
I can. I'm going to the surface.
Not even the robots can survive.
At least I'll be the first human in 1,100 years to see what the surface of the Earth looks like.
Come back with me.
No, darling.
Then I'm going with you.
Lois.
Don't try to stop me, darling. There's nothing to go back to now. Nothing but Walter and emotional stability.
Lois, you... You really want to come with me?
Yes.
You know what it means.
I don't care.
Oh, darling, I can't let you go.
Orin, I love you. See, I know how to say it now.
Say it again.
Orin, I love you.
Lois. Lois, what's that?
Sounds...
like robots.
Oh, Orin, it's the robot control. It's looking for us.
Come on, we've got to hurry. This way, hurry. To get much further, darling.
They're over the stage.
Here, let me help you.
I just can't.
All right, darling. We'll stop here. We may as well wait for it.
Oh, Warren. It's coming. I can see its light now.
Darling, listen. It stopped.
I am a robot.
The lights are swinging around. Warren, it sees us.
Come on, darling. One last effort. Run. Look ahead. You can see the lights reflecting from something.
It looks like a door.
It is. Lois, it's a heavy lead door.
There's a lever.
Come on through. Lois, there must be some way to close it. Here.
Let me help you.
It won't get through that. It's solid lead.
Orin, where are we?
I don't know.
Look. There. A huge round light.
Lois.
Yes, Orin?
That's Luna. The moon. We're on the surface.
How red everything looks. How it glows.
It's the radioactivity.
Quiet. Peaceful. Deadly.
Oh, darling. Sit here and rest a while.
Put your arm around me. Orin, I'm afraid. Orin, we're going to die.
Don't think about it. Just think about us alone. The first humans to stand on the surface of Earth in 2,000 years. Lois, that door must have been placed there by the last handful of survivors who went underground after the atomic wars.
Those are the lights. Atomic wars.
The small ones. They must be stars.
Orin, I'm so tired.
Go to sleep, darling. Put your head on my shoulder and sleep.
Hold me, Orin.
Oh, God.
Hold me very close. Aaron, wake up.
What is it?
Look, it's light.
What?
The whole universe is light. Oh, Aaron, how beautiful. Look.
By all the laws of nature, we should be dead. Lois, no life could survive this.
By all the laws of nature, Aaron.
What is it?
We're not dead. This is Earth, and we're alive. We're not going to die.
But the radiation, it's present. You can see its effect.
Aaron, did you ever hear of adaptation?
What?
There is a natural law of
adapting to things
by which an organism will try to adjust itself to its environment by changing. It's called a geotropism.
I don't see what that has to do with
what?
All these generations, we've been bombarded by radiation filtering down through the Earth. Each successive generation must have inherited some degree of immunity to the effects of radiation.
And you think that...
Oh, and it can't hurt us. Don't you see? We're immune. We're probably the first generation to inherit sufficient immunity.
But if that's true, then we can transmit that immunity. We can pass it along to our children.
Come on, darling. We'll have to find food and water.
The practical wife. Oh, wait a minute, darling.
What are you doing with that rock?
I want to scratch something.
I'm gonna bash
on the
in your skull so I can eat
red door.
Lois and Aaron.
41 95 AD.
Hello, tomorrow.
Dimension X, the program of the future, has introduced a new star of the future, Miss Nancy Olsen. Miss Olsen appeared by courtesy of Paramount Pictures and may currently be seen in their production, Sunset Boulevard. Tonight, Dimension X has transcribed Hello Tomorrow, written by George Lefferts. Appearing with Nancy Olsen were Santos Ortega as Walter and Donald Buca as Oren. Your narrator was Norman Rose. Music by Albert Berman. Engineer Bill Chambers. Dimension.
We're going, Bill Chambers. Well, is the first generation immune to the radiation? I hope you have a great day. On this planet. I'm gonna go and do some stuff. So, I'll see you guys later. Have a good Wednesday? Wednesday.